The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Hey, man. Dukes and Bell, we're going a little late tonight because we got some League Cup action. Necaxa is in town, Carl. Also known as Necaxa, Los Reyes.
Okay.
Also known as Los Electricistas, or the electricians. Also known as Los Once Hermanos. They got a lot of nicknames, but anyway, I don't know if they're any good. But we're taking them on, and we're going to be on green grass at Mercedes-Benz. So if you're a Five Stripes fan, we go play on the real stuff tonight down at Mercedes-Benz because we got the English Premier League teams playing as well. They're going to play on the good stuff.
That's right. Well, they're going to have these League Cups games Saturday, and then they got one next Wednesday as well. So we're going to 6:30.
Necaxa, Necaxa.
What'd you call me?
I'm just trying to get it right.
Okay.
Oren, Necaxa, Necaxa.
Necaxa.
Thank you, Oren. Gracias.
I'm not saying it. I may slip that up. It's too close to some of
them. Hey, looks like Atlanta United's taking on Necaxa tonight.
Yeah, too close.
Over there at Mercedes-Benz.
Hey, man, Mike, I want you to go in real quick because you were just talking to me about this, and you were adamant and passionate about it, and we're asking you Braves fans. Here's the deal. Look, you guys know we have talked about this for months on end now, and I thought this season was not moving in the right direction back in middle of May. We said, let's get Acuña back. We got him back. He came back and played great. But the other guys weren't hitting, and then we know how this is gone.
Right.
But it's time to let it off your chest. And whether it is, hey, you know what, I think they've made this mistake, that mistake, maybe you're frustrated with management, maybe you're frustrated with the manager, because that's where I'm going to start. 404-726-0929. This season wasn't supposed to play out this way. Now, nobody can predict injuries, but I've heard and seen a lot of you like, I can't believe what's going on with the Braves. Okay, so Mike, where are you at?
I just want to see Ronald Acuña, you know, be healthy for a full season. I use the Mike Trout thing, guys. I'm just saying, who else are you going to compare him to? Two electrifying players, two guys that are basically faces of baseball, not named Otani. And unfortunately, guys that just can't seem to stay in the field, whatever the circumstances. I don't want Ronald to go down the full road of Mike Trout. Because, you know, as you said, Carl, it's not just the numbers now, these games he's missing, the production is falling off for Trout. And Ronald is so electrifying. You're seeing it. He comes up and he basically is like a house of fire. I think that's why so many Braves fans are maybe reluctant to say shut it down. And I just don't know how Snicker was aware of it. If the word was out after the game the other night that somehow Ronald's not 100% after Monday, that you put him out there. Unless Snicker just is not paying attention to the small details. And I think two things, Carl, two things, as we always say in the show, can be true at the same time. Snicker is certainly the second greatest Atlanta Braves manager behind Bobby Cox.
Fair.
Winning percentage is .557 for Bobby, .540 for Snit. And we've said it a million times, 21 is one of like the most amazing managerial jobs, how he pulled the right trigger or pushed the right button or whatever analogy you want to use in getting those lineups right and winning the World Series. But I think he's lost his fastball. And this is a correlation with the team sucking and not being able to hit. I don't know if they've tuned him out. I don't know where it is with accountability. But I do know this. If I ran the Braves, I would have a hell of a celebration for Snickers, not the way he wants to go out. But I would say you don't get year 50 in the organization. And I bring somebody from completely outside the Braves. Take an organization you think is elite. I'd like to pick Bruce Bochy's brain and see what guys he's using over there in Texas. Take any teams. You know, if you like analytics, go with Dave Roberts, guys. I wouldn't do that. But I'm just saying, goes completely outside of the Braves organization for the next manager for this team, which I think has to happen.
Okay. And I think that is a fair assessment because at the end of the season, everybody's got to be evaluated. Everybody. 404-726-0929. For me, the Acuña thing is simple. And Mike asked a question to Grant about DHing. Look, we're talking about to the end of the year, not forever. How do you limit his movements and his access in the outfield and stealing bases? He doesn't need to do all that. We're not playing for anything, Atlanta. That's silly. So when you talk about this from, hey, how do I preserve stars for what we hope to get back next season, I need Ronald Acuña and all of these guys, 100%. I don't need them injured at the end of this season, and we go into the offseason, Mike, worried about whether they're going to come back ready for spring training. That is why I say shut him down. What do you guys think? Danny in North Atlanta, thank you for dialing us up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking, Danny?
I will tell you who I'm blaming. It's Mr. Alex Anthopoulos, who did not sign Freddie Freeman, did not sign. Do you guys think for 1 minute, if Dansby Swanson and Freddie Freeman were on this team, that the Braves would be where they're at? No way. And I'll tell you what, spent a lot of money in 2021. It was a great year. And I haven't been back since they didn't sign Freddie Freeman. I'm sorry, guys, but shame on you for blaming Brian Snitker. He doesn't have the players. That's not the problem. The problem is you can't compete in this Major League Baseball environment with no salary cap. Bad mistake not signing Freddie Freeman to Andrew right. Swan.
I think you lost an edge of playing personality. I don't think if Freddie's on this team, I think you let Bryce Harper punk you the way he did. You know, I thought that was shameful, the way things went down with that whole Arcia situation. And you know how I feel about that. But I just think Snitker, you know, the whole thing we talked about with Kelnick. Kelnick's loafing. He doesn't say anything. I hope he says something to Money Harris about Monday night's effort. I think Snicker's whining. They're like, you guys, he's going to be 70. I just think it's time to change. Change the message. Because if you don't have leaders on the team, you better have a leader in that manager. And he's not cracking the whip on these guys, Carl. Now, granted, we're beating a dead horse at this point. But I just think you saw, unfortunately, the trend go south starting from 23 through last season.
I do agree with you about Dansby and Freddie. It's not that you lost their talent, because you actually replaced Freddie's numbers with Olsen when Olsen came in here. What you lost are the intangibles. The things that we don't talk about, the things go on in that clubhouse, that's what you lost. As far as that Snit doesn't have the players, these are the same players that broke almost every Major League Baseball offensive record as a team in 23. What are we talking about? Olsen was here. Riley was here. Acuna was here. Ozzie was here. All these guys. So that is unfair to even say that Snit doesn't have the players, because your season went to crap doesn't mean your manager doesn't get blamed, or at least takes part of the blame for the way he handled the downfall of this thing, as it was a sinking ship and he couldn't find a way to right it. Now, let's see what MK has to say in Atlanta. MK, thank you for listening. Hey, man, what is on your mind?
Hey, my lady thinks the same thing, and I was trying to get her to vent because she's venting to me about it every day. But I wanted to make an observation. When they went spring training, did y'all notice how he was letting his players go early, like in the second or third inning? It didn't give them time to really get acclimated to how they're going to bat, you know, and see the ball and stuff like that. I mean, I know he had confidence in his guys, but he was letting them go, you know, after about two or three innings, go in spring training. And I thought that's where it started there. And then when they got to L.A. and San Diego, they got blanked like that, you know?
0-7.
I never
7.
Really thought of the usage rate in spring. I mean, I hear what you're saying. There were some guys that weren't hitting coming out of spring training. We talked about that back in March when they left Northport. But, I mean, I some guys would make – I didn't even think about that. But, I mean, no one's playing a full workload down in spring training. You like to think guys are ready to roll. They weren't. It was abysmal.
And here's the other thing. When you're dealing with vets, and MK, thank you for the call, and I wonder what his lady's saying. She might be screaming and losing her mind. But we'd love to hear from you. Tell her to call in. 404-726-0929. Here's the thing about vets in spring training. All right? They know what it takes to get them ready for the season. Like, nobody can tell you, hey, you need to take 800 at-bats in spring training. Like, guys know what that feels like, where they should be. And sometimes, to Mike's point, it feels good. Sometimes it doesn't when you start the season. But that's how you have to work through this thing. And, you know, I just think what was the way we started the season, was that going to be a precursor to the way this thing went? Well, obviously it was. But we didn't feel that way, because right. We said, hey, we've had other examples of this team being able to come back. We're letting you get it off your chest when it comes to the Braves, guys. They lose again today, but that's really not it. It's all this other stuff. And the idea that, hey, you know, this thing is done. Is it? Does this deserve a complete rebuild? Because if that's the case, then you're trying to move a lot of guys this offseason. You're not going to do it at the trade deadline. That's 36 hours away or less. You're not doing that here. But if you're talking about that's where you feel this team needs, then you're like, these guys don't hit. What changes next year? Well, you got a lot of work to do.
Right. Again, but this goes back to what are we doing here? You know, Major League Baseball teams are built there's a mindset, there's a vision. We don't commit to pitching. That is, now whether that, I've always maintained, I give Alex, some listeners don't, Carl, give Alex the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
I always maintain that Liberty Media, who are the primary shareholders of this Braves Holdings company, or Braves Corp, what the hell it's called, I've got to share, don't let him spend the loot like I think we need to. I've always said, can't we spend as much as Philly? We're market 7, they're market 5. Can we close that gap? Make a real play for some of the elite, you know, pitching when it's available. Last couple of years, let's be honest, Carl, had not been a great year for free agent pitchers, and some of these guys have been injured as much as anybody else. But the point is, should have built and done that in 22. should have built off the 21 success. The Freddie thing, as a caller brought up earlier in the show, I don't disagree with that for a minute. Freddie was a leader on this team. I don't think there's a leader on this team. I think Ronald needs to be that guy. Can't do that if you're on the bench or you're hurt.
Let's talk to Les in Dallas, Georgia. Les, welcome in. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
Good, Les.
Good.
Great. Yeah. Well, I think what y'all said earlier about Cousins and him last year, he wasn't fully healthy. That's the reason why I would suggest resting Acuna. Give him a little bit more time to completely heal,
yes,
especially from this strain. And then he comes back maybe even better and faster next year. And then I also agree with y'all. I'd say get rid of the upper management. It wouldn't break my heart to get rid of the ownership either.
Right on.
Well, look, and appreciate you, Les. Thank you for listening in Dallas. Look, the upper ownership or the ownership of this team, that's not changing. I hear you. It's a bad year for us. That's fine. Okay? We've won this thing 7 years in a row. We've been in the playoffs.
Right.
My question is, Mike, is this closed now? Because we could easily run this back and say, hey, we're going to address the pitching and we're going to do all this thing and we're going to be right back in this thing. And that's what I think they believe internally in the building. But what if that's not the case?
Well,
what if this 7-year run was our run and we got one out of it? And guess what? Now this is going to be, okay, a team that is still trying to figure it out. And if we don't address this by getting some real frontline starters, because everybody is on the IL, you expect all these guys to come back being healthy on the pitching staff next year?
No. Again, when you have Ronaldo Lopez, who was a closer, and you amp up his innings to be a starter again, he breaks down. Okay, Chris Sale is an amazing reclamation project. All the other Braves fans, we can't trade Vaughn Grissom. Where is he now? But the Chris Sale thing is the kind of deals that Alex has to make. He has to shop every hot stove league with a freaking Groupon because they don't allow him, in my opinion, to do the things he needs to do. You know, what we also need is Matt Olson and Austin Riley to combine for more than 34 home runs.
Oh, yeah, that's pathetic.
We need Ozzie not to stink. We need Michael Harris to not be a one-half of a season player.
He's a second-half guy.
These are the guys that you've committed the money to. You know, and Alex, we had like a 5-minute explanation on Money Harris will get better. They need to fix Money Harris. I think he showed a little more plate discipline. But, I mean, you cannot have this lineup. The strength of the lineup in 21 through 23 was 7-8-9. Bottom of our lineup sucks. You got no pitching. Relief pitching sucks. De Los Santos got DFA'd. Thank God. He was brutal. Iglesias, you probably can't give him away. I mean, let's get – what are we here for? I mean, even though we came under the yoke of incredible injuries and everything else, this team is still fundamentally flawed, despite all the experts thinking we're going to win something this year, in my mind.
And see, that's the thing that has to be really addressed. We can talk about all this other stuff. It's flawed. And you got to address that. Want to get Sam in here before the top of the hour. Sam and Palmetto, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's going on, Sam?
Hey, here's what we got. This is an unpopular opinion. Maybe people don't want to hear it. Not saying it's the right thing or the wrong thing.
Let it rip.
But look, no one is untouchable. We love Acuna, but look, we love Dominique Wilkins. We love Claude Humphreys. We love Deion Sanders. They all left. You might be in a position where you have to consider – you know what I mean? Seeing what you can get for this guy. You know what I mean? I mean, no one is untouchable. Hell, even the Dodgers traded Jackie Robinson to the freaking Giants.
It's true.
You understand?
Yeah.
So Johnny Unitas finished his career in L.A.
Right.
No one is untouchable. You might have to consider it.
Okay. I don't have an issue with this. Sam, if that is a part of the solution to us potentially getting back to a World Series, here becomes the issue, right? You have to – the return on investment, the ROI for Ronald Acuna between now and the time that his contract ends, and what is his value at the end of that contract, and are you going to get the best out of him between now and then, or are you willing to give that up to maybe help you go get some frontline starting pitching, and you feel like a double A has felt the last few years, that he can just put anybody out in the outfield and we'll be okay? Because that's not the case. That hasn't worked. So if you say, hey, this is what needs to happen. We need to trade Ronald, and this needs to be a part of the solution. Okay, I just need to know what we're doing.
That's a hard reset. That's a hard reset. I don't think this organization will make, because the Braves know. Like, we got guys. I did the numbers. The Braves have to go 41-14 just to get to 86 wins. And we still have some Braves fans thinking there's a shot.
And there's no shot.
And there is no shot. You know, so, I mean, the fan base has got to get real and demand more. And I just think when you look at how this thing is run, that's a hard reset. I can't ever see them pulling the trigger on that. And then there's always the question, with Ronald's recent injury history, would you get the haul you expect?
That's another question. It's a really good question.